Welcome to Poolsville Presbyterian Church. We are located in the town of Poolsville in western Montgomery County, Maryland. Poolsville Presbyterian Church is a member of the National Capital Presbytery. You're always welcome to join us as we worship our Lord every Sunday morning at 10:30. Today, our service is led by several of the members of the church that participated in the summer 2014 mission trip to West Virginia. We will be singing and hearing what the trip meant to some of the participants in the message called Growing My Servant Heart. Let us now join the service already in progress.
Thank you all for coming. We're very excited to share with you our week in Panther, which was a great week once again. And now Carolyn's going to lead us in a song.
So we're doing a Mighty Save, and you have the Worst Prince in your bulletin.
Trip this year, the week went by really fast, kind of flew by, and so as they say, it wasn't about the work, it was about the people and getting to know them. But truly, for me, it was what happens after you get back home, and how you feel and how those people have affected you. It's also how you affected them. You're giving them hope. You're letting them know that they're still good. Even though they live in a place that's filled with poverty. So, on the mission trip, there was a lot of work. But I got to sit down with the homeowners and talk to them. And they talked about their lives and what they did every day. They had their four-wheelers. They liked to play around, ride a bike down a hill. But we talked to them about religion too. And we got to find out their Christianity and how they had faith. So when I got home, I started to think about the trip and how it opened my eyes to God. And I now feel like I have a better connection with God, and I can talk to him like he's just another, like he's a friend.
My trip to Panther was filled with wonderful connections. I connected with the winding roads through the beautiful hollers full of lush forests and gurgling creeks. I connected with the 15 other people from our church, including three members of my family, in a way that we had never connected before, in a common bond, sharing a new experience in meeting new people, reaching out to people in very different circumstances than our own, and sharing the loving spirit of God and service to our brothers and sisters in Christ. I connected with the staff who organized the trip and the work groups, the worship leaders from the other churches, the volunteers who provided our nourishing, delicious meals, and the traveling volunteer experts who would come back year after year to organize and assist with the work being done at the work sites. I also connected with the homeowners whose homes we made a little safer. And I particularly connected with Brenda, who was a widow that we worked on her house. And we sat on the porch and talked on a couple of occasions. And we had just met, but somehow it seemed like we were very close. And she hugged me when we parted, and I think about her often, and I pray for her. I connected with God and his desire in me to set everything aside for a time and focus completely on being his touch to others in our world.
This year, the Sun Servants theme for the trip was I Am, hence the t-shirts we're all wearing. I am known, I am pursued, I am forgiven, and I am fulfilled were the themes for the first 4 days in the Quiet Time Guide that we get, and those are the ones that we read about and prayed about and studied during our quiet times. The Quiet Time Guide also includes more daily devotionals, and it included I Am Called, I Am Freed, Overwhelmed, Frustrated, Restored, I Am Broken, and I Am Sent. My experience this trip served to particularly impress upon me the called and sent aspects of who I am and who I am striving to be, which is a broken child of God who's striving to become more like Jesus each and every day. On the second day of the mission trip, the first work day, my work crew, the Hot Pink Panthers, had KP. That's right, as summer staff like to call it, kitchen party. This involves, of course, dancing with brooms, twirling dishcloths, and table breakdown dancing. So we had a fun group. Steph was in my group, and Kylie, who's not here. Well, in the morning, we got off pretty easy. Didn't have any dishes to do in the morning. We just swept and mopped and wiped down some tables, and we got to go on our way. The evening duty, however, was looking to be pretty extensive. I can't actually remember what we had for dinner that night, but it was greasy, and it used a lot of dishes, big pots and pans, lots of dishes. However, by the time the cook staff was ready for us to do the dishes, big meeting, which is the evening worship service that we have, was about to start, and I was disappointed because normally they make you do your KP anyway, you know, so you miss the beginning of big meeting. Well, the beginning of big meeting is really fun for the kids. They get to play games, they get to listen to haikus, they do a competition, which is usually a game to see who's going to do KP the next day. So it's a lot of fun, and the kids don't really want to miss that part of big meeting. So I was pretty disappointed, and my friend Bo, who I met on my very first mission trip, said, you know, Kath, I'll help you. You know, you and I can do the dishes, and the kids can stay at big meeting. And I was really touched. Bo just seems to be like that. He's always ready to put you first, or the kids first, or other people first. And over the years, I have found that to be a trait of the Sun Servant staff, from the director down to the, you know, the Sun Servant summer staff who are college-age students. They all have that in common, a heart to work, to serve beyond the work site. This trip to Panther was somewhat of a milestone for me. It was my 10th mission trip with the Youth of Poolsville Presbyterian. Of those seven, seven have been to West Virginia, six to Panther. And looking back over those trips, most of them were a great mixture of fun and fellowship and serving and learning and spiritual growth, both for me and I hope for our youth. I've learned many lessons since I started this journey, some of them painful, others practical, and still others very joyful. One difficulty when going on trips every year, especially when many are to the same place, is that it's easy to get stuck. It can be a challenge to see each trip as a brand new adventure, a fresh experience. After all, this is what we did last time. Same rummage sale, same flower sale, same forms to fill out, same tools to inventory, shirts to dye, vans to rent, hours to drive, sleep to lose. Familiarity can lead to complacency, which can lead to, well, not boredom, because I can't say it's ever been boring traveling lots of miles and working all week with a bunch of teenagers, but maybe spiritual stagnation, I guess, not really the best word, but it's the best I could come up with. That kind of have been there, done that, you know, it's great and all, but could there be more? Could I be doing more? That, just that kind of feeling. This, of course, can lead to good things, like the idea maybe we can do this back home, something more, which is what led to Helping Hands Poolsville. Let's go home and do something for like this for our community. What better way to keep that just gotta serve feeling going than to bring the service opportunity closer to home, especially if it involves filling out reams of incorporation paperwork and long forms to convince the IRS that you are a nonprofit. That is a lot to do every year just to keep that just served glow going. So this year I was determined that even though things would be the same, that they would be different. From the beginning this year, we really tried to be intentional about preparing ourselves to serve others. We used the theme that you heard on that video of do something in the months leading up to the mission trip. The idea was to do some sort of service activity as a group, if we could, at least once a month. We helped at Lord's Table. Those who could go went and helped at Lord's Table. We built new doors for the church shed. helped Ann Niblock prepare her property for the church picnic. Had a meal making day where we prepared recipes that could be frozen and then taken to people who we thought were in need or might just like to have a meal or two brought to them. Those are all fairly basic, simple ways to serve, all planned to provide a service opportunity that you know is coming, and so you could plan to serve. They were all good ways to be the light of the world that Jesus talks about in Matthew 5. In verse 16, he says, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And we all want that, right? We all want to shine before God and man. But I also asked everyone at our first, let's get excited about this mission trip meeting, to extend the idea of service beyond that once or twice a month and into their daily lives, to think about how they could help those around them on a daily basis, whether family or friends or strangers. This can be a little more challenging, being human and highly self-absorbed creatures by nature. I think it can be fairly easy to participate in group activities, service activities, because they're planned. You put them on your calendar. You show up, follow directions, smile, talk, you know, and hopefully connect with the people you're serving. Doing that's pretty easy because it's all, half of it's done for you most of the time. And then you go home and you feel good about yourself because you helped someone. And that's great. I'm not knocking that. I love doing that. But if we're truly to serve others in the way that Jesus teaches us to, if we're to grow within ourselves a servant heart, we need to practice serving others every day. Doing that is not always easy. It means putting ourselves second, and that's something our society certainly does not encourage. We have to develop a servant attitude in a world that tells us we should want to be the master, not the servant. Jesus tells his disciples in Mark 10, 43 through 45, "Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." And this is the one thing that I've seen over the years that is common to all Sun Servant staffers. They serve everyone beyond the worksite. They strive to serve those around them, whether the need is big or small, to help wherever that might be needed. They don't just talk the talk, they really do walk the walk, and they are good at it. Like Bo doing the dishes with me, so my crew didn't have to miss out on any of the fun, he put himself second so they could experience what they were there to experience. And opportunities do present themselves every day for us to serve others. We just need to see them to open ourselves up to the possibility in our daily lives. So I found a bit of irony in putting together the bulletin for today. It was suggested that I list the names of the participants by the number of trips in which they have participated. And my name is there under 10 years. And you may see this and say, "Wow, that's great. She's been serving people for so long, but good for her." But I see that number and I say, have I done enough? Have I learned, what I need to learn? Have I taught the youth enough? Have I brought the lessons home to practice in my daily life? Am I a better servant than I was 10 years ago? And I have to confess, this is something that I think I need to learn to work on. It's so easy for me to get so caught up in getting things done in the grand scheme of things, the big projects, that I'm often blinded to the things that I could be doing to serve someone in that moment. And more, I believe that is what matters most. The big projects are certainly important, but I think the little kindnesses that we do every day, are what shows God's love most effectively. The personal acts of service we perform on a daily basis show the world what being a Christ follower really means. This is what my week in Panther did for me this year. It prompted me to work on growing my servant heart in this way. My goal this year is to look for those opportunities to serve on a smaller scale. I am broken. I am pursued. I am forgiven. I am called and I am sent. God has been working in me to make me who I am truly meant to be, but he's not finished with me yet.
What an inspiring message. The Congregation for Poolsville Presbyterian Church would like to thank you, the listener, for joining us, and we hope that today's message helps you grow in God's grace. We end today's message with our benediction.
The heart of what it means to be in mission, meaning to have a feeling like you have a sense of purpose, like what you're doing matters, is to live life so that the things you profess to believe and that you know will make life better, those things, those beliefs are made manifest in what you do. It's what you say and it's how you act. Jesus was always talking about who he was. When he said, I am, he would be the way, the truth, and the life. He would be, I am a shepherd. I am a gate. He would use all of these ways to try to get people to understand his person, but then he would act in a way that made that real. That's what this mission trip was about. It is a place to sing and speak and share our faith and to stand in community, but it's also a place where everyone here who participated went and put their hands on and made the world a little bit more like that reality that God's calling us all to live into. That changes who you are as a person. That changes your identity. It makes you more like the person God is calling you to be. And so now as we give thanks for the return and the witness of everyone who came and shared what they went and did, we are reminded that we are called to do that same thing every day. We're called to step out into the world and to live our lives so that people know that this Jesus guy we're following around and vaguely listening to matters, and that our faith is both changing us and changing the world around us. Hearing all of the witnesses you've heard today, go out and live your life so that people know who you are and know why Jesus taught you to be that way. Get out there, live that life, be that person. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with all of us today and tomorrow and our whole lives long. Amen.